Thanks for starting your day with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Ted Drinkwater with your morning headlines for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024.
Professor Wiesner, I don't think I have to tell you that the conception of the robot, a thinking machine, has been man's dream for centuries, also his nightmare.
What was once fiction is now an everyday tool for the modern age. A phone on your wrist, video chatting with anyone, anywhere, at any time, portable devices, wireless connections, these things must have seemed far-fetched just a few decades ago. And now they're here. It seems like we live in an unprecedented time of technological growth, and artificial intelligence is at the forefront of today's conversations.
I did listen to this podcast interview where Elon Musk talked about AI. He had some concerns.
We should be cautious with AI. I think there should be some government oversight because it affects it's a danger to the public.
I don't see that being our ultimate detriment.
That's Ryan Sorensen, an interdisciplinary studies major with an emphasis in psychology concentration. I'm student reporter Christian Nelson, and this is the second part of a three-part series on how artificial intelligence is affecting BYU Idaho and the prospective careers of future students. Last week, I talked with students and faculty in the communication department about AI and how they see it affecting their futures. This week, I want to get the opinion of someone with experience in computer science.
There are two categories. The first would be evangelists, and the second would be skeptics. And I fall on the skeptic side.
That's Lee Barney, a computer science and engineering faculty member here at BYU Idaho. He's skeptical about how advanced AI can actually become.
Really, what's going on under the hood is a whole bunch of just statistical calculations based on data.
He even says that this isn't the first time that we've had an AI scare. The clip I played at the beginning of this episode wasn't from an old sci-fi movie, but a documentary from MIT titled The Thinking Machine, which came out in 1961. It seems that fears and discussions of AI back in the 60s are similar to the fears that many have today. Despite the concerns, Barney says that AI will never compare to human intellect. Instead, he sees a future where AI is used to enhance learning and work.
I can envision a time here at BYU Idaho where classrooms are completely different.
If new developments in AI are something to look forward to, what will be the benefits?
I think AI might open us up to possibilities that just culturally we've been conditioned to think that they're not an option.
How can we integrate AI into the classroom at BYU Idaho, and how can it improve our work lives moving forward? Join us in the final part of this three-part series where we ask and try to answer those questions. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson.
The newest Idaho Appellate Court judge is being sworn in later this month. According to Local News 8, Judge Michael Tribe will take his public oath of office during a ceremony on March 29th. Tribe was appointed to the Idaho Court of Appeals by Governor Brad Little and succeeding Judge Amanda Brailsford as she recently became a U.S. District Judge. All are welcome to come to the ceremony on March 29th at 10 a.m. at the Idaho Supreme Court in Boise. Those who cannot attend in person can stream the ceremony by visiting idahoptv.org. Lindsey Stirling is set to perform in Idaho Falls at the Mountain America Center in the Hero Arena on August 28th. As part of her tour call, The Duality of Us, the violinist, dancer, and entertainer Lindsey Stirling will perform in Idaho Falls. LA-based indie pop band Saint Motel will perform with her in Idaho Falls. This tour will support her upcoming album, Duality, which is set to release June 14th by Concord Records. This tour will embark across the United States, performing in more than 40 states at iconic venues like the Radio City Music Hall in New York City, Boston's MGM Music Hall in Fenway Park, and Colorado's Red Rocks Amphitheater. Duality includes a dozen songs, showcasing songs with Celtic music influences and original left-of-center pop music. Tickets for the public go on sale March 22nd at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com. VIP presale tickets open today, along with City and Advantage card members. VIP experiences include a meet and greet, a Q&A with access to the Duality pre-show experience, and interactive photo shoot. Thanks for joining me this morning. These have been your morning headlines for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app. I'm Ted Drinkwater, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.